The Cubs taking on the Reds at Wrigley Field. Pre-game, the Cubs paying tribute to fallen Navy SEAL David Warson. Pick up the action, 1-0 Reds, bottom of the first. Bases loaded for Anthony Rizzo facing Homer Bailey.
High drive, left center field, 4-1 Chicago. 28th home run of the year for Anthony Rizzo. And Chicago puts four on the board in the proverbial blink of an eye. Marez led the inning off with a double off the glove of Jason Hayward. Swung on, fly ball, left center field, hit well, game tied. Adam Duvall comes off the bench and pitch hits a game-tying two-run home run into the seats in deep left center field. He's coming with the 0-1 pitch, and that one hit him. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Now they're saying that he swung. First base umpire is pumping his fist into the air.
He sure is.
Oh, Joe Maddon's going to lose his mind.
Chris Conroy threw that right hand up as if to indicate that the batter swung at the pitch or offered at it in a bunt attempt. And Maddon has just now gotten to the first base umpire.
He's already thrown him out of the game.
He sure has. Little choreography being displayed out there in the first base grass by Joe Maddon, who's getting madder and madder by the second. Nobody out. Swinging. Tapper, third base side, off the mound. Peralta throwing out. Nice play, but
just as good as a bunt.
Absolutely as good as a sacrifice bunt. His first pitch to Bryant is taken, and it gets away from Barnhart, and the game is over.
The Cubs win for the third time in four games, taking it 7-6. John Lackey with his first stolen base of his 15-year career. Joey Votto's streak of getting on at least twice in a game snapped at 20 straight contests, one shy of tying Ted Williams' record. The Reds come up short at Wrigley. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
You know, we had bases loaded, nobody out. We got one run off Lackey when he was, you know, he's kind of on the ropes. Second inning, kind of put a couple more guys on base and weren't able to do much with it. And then, you know, within 10 pitches, it's 4-0. So, or 4-1. And then bullpen came in and kind of righted the ship there for a bit. Shackelford was great. Guys started swinging the bat. Irvin with the, you know, with his first big league hit being Homer, and then Cozart, Duvall, and some momentum change, and Peralta, really good eighth inning. Hoping that we could do something with Davis to get us to Iglesias, and we weren't. And then we had a bout of wildness there in the bottom of the ninth that led to the winning run.
Homer Bailey on this one, you look at his numbers overall. He gives up six and he walks some batters, but strikes out 10, so it was kind of a mixed bag, obviously, to me.
Yeah, you're right. It was. He was throwing strikes early, mistakes in location. He'd have some periods of time where he would, you know, wouldn't be able to make the big pitch he needed to, which led to some walks. But, you know, the beginning was the first. You know, it was the first 10 pitches, and then, you know, the grand slam, the next three hitters, and then the second inning was was his best inning. It was really sharp with really good stuff, stayed behind the ball, fastball command was good. I think that the challenge right now is to get the fastball command back, and that doesn't necessarily mean strikes. It means the quality of strike. The ball that Rizzo hits is a fastball going in that runs out middle down that he's able to lift to left center for the grand slam, as well as some other times when he's going in on those lefties and they're a heavy left-handed hitting lineup, or can be, and a lot of balls are either staying really in under the hands or running back over the plate. So I think that'll certainly be his challenge going forward, is just getting that, you know, that command that we're used to seeing from Homer when he's been going healthy and throwing the ball really well.
In that ninth inning, when you have the runner at third base and Blake Wood is a guy who likes to throw down, throw the splitter in the dirt a lot, is that something where sometimes you have to almost guard against it, or you just have to go with your normal stuff there?
I think it was more slider than split, but it's, you know, it's a down and away pitch. I don't think the goal there is to spike that down into the ground or pull it so far off the plate that Tucker can't get around it to keep it in front of him. It was just a pitch that he pulled off the plate to a place that Tucker couldn't cover. But that's what he does. You know, it's velocity and a hard slider moving away from a right-hand hitter that he just got too far away from catcher to be able to, you know, keep it in front of him.
Blake Wood uncorks the wild pitch that allows the winning run to score in the bottom of the ninth. He talked after.
Obviously, there's not a lot at all because, you know, like you said, you can't just throw stuff over the middle of the plate. And, you know, at that point, you're just kind of hoping he hits at somebody. But I knew I had a base open, so I'm not just going to lay anything in there. But at the same time, you know, throwing those chase pitches, or you don't have a lot of room for error either. You know, but Tuck does an awesome job back there. You know, he did everything he could, and then I just yanked it a little bit too far.
The series against the Cubs concludes on Thursday. Scott Feldman on the Hill.